You know what? God is still good. He's still alive. And I thank God for the promises that we have in him. Like, that's what keeps me going, innit? At the end of the day, no matter what happens, no matter what people say, we always have a hope, a sure hope in Jesus Christ. And that can keep us going. I want to thank the gang leadership team. Everyone that's ministered tonight, thank you so much. The worship team, the drama, the expression, it was absolutely fantastic. God bless you all so much. I want to thank you guys as well for coming out. And Denise isn't here, so I kind of feel a little bit like, oh man, where's like my back-to-back? Like she ain't here, but she sends her love. She's praying for the service as we go on. So I don't really want to waste any more time. I want to try and get into it because I believe God wants to do something in this service. So who knows what the title is? YOLO, YOLO. Everyone knows what it stands for? Someone said no. So you only live once. You only live once. And I guess I started to really start to think to myself, what exactly, all right, you only live once. And I mean, that song, that whole phrase was made famous by what? It was Drake and his boys that released some song, right? A couple of years back. I see some people are smiling in the crowd because they know who I'm going on about and what song I'm talking about. You should not be listening to that song. Well, I'm joking. But Drake, he released that song and it became massive, right? And people started running around. I don't know. People was going around going, YOLO, YOLO. I was like, what does that mean? Like, but it got released by him and it made it really big and put it on the forefront. And I was just pondering to myself, what does it actually mean? Yeah, I know it means you only live once. We already knew that, you know, but what does that actually mean? And as I started to, like, you know, kind of research it and think about it and ponder it, it's saying really, like, you know what? Go all out, take risks. Live to the max. If you're going to drink, drink hard. If you're going to party hard. If you're going to try and make money hard. You know what I mean? Like, you only live once. Go all at it. Whatever you're doing, do it hard. Like they say, go hard or go. All right. So, that, I mean, that's the basic utterance of it. Go hard, go or go home. Go hard at it. YOLO, you only live once. But I started thinking to myself, this kind of sounds familiar, and it almost sounds like something that's said in the Bible. Yeah, I said it. It almost sounds like something that is said in the Bible, and I'm about to prove it to you guys. And I want you to turn in your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Verse 9. And we're only going to read this one verse. Just give me an amen when you lot get there. Wow. Wow. What are you lot saying? You don't know how to open the book of the Bible? Yeah. Praise God. I'm going to read it. And I'm reading through the New Living Translation. Young people, it's wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute of it. Do everything you want to do. Take it all in. But remember that you must give an account to God for everything you do. Now I'm not like, does that not sound like the first bit of YOLO? Like, you know, say, you know what? You're young. Take it all in. Go mad. Go hard, do whatever you're going to do. But just remember this. You're going to have to give an account to God. Everything that you do. The things that are seen in public and the things that are not seen in secret. And for me, when I read this scripture, I almost felt like that last sentence, but remember, you must give an account to God for everything you do. I felt like that was a bit of a slap in the face. A bit of a reality, like, wake up call. Like, you might think you're going to get away with doing whatever you're doing, but no, everyone has to give an account to what it is that we do. And I kind of thought of this example. Now, I know how my mum was like with money. My mum was really, really strict with money. And let me give you this example. Like, Let's say your mom gave you money to buy something specific, maybe some school books or something like that. And you decide, like I did back in the day, to take that money and go and buy yourself some brand new trainers instead of the school books. By the time you got home and your mom's like, that's nice trainers, but where's the school books? And I stand there and tell her, well, I spent the money on school books and trainers. I don't know about you, but my mom would have a cane to my head so quick that, and you know, some parents even get creative with it, but you know, you have to give an account for it, right? I'd have to give an account. She's given me something. I have to give an account for what I've done with that money. And you know, God has given us as young people our lives. It's our lives. God has given it to us. But rest assured, God is going to want us to give an account for it. Some of us live saying that, you know what? I worship God when I'm like 60 or something, if I should live that long, or 40, or when I'm old and on a pension or working, I worship God then. But you know what? God wants us to give him our lives right now. So long as you can breathe, so long as you're in your right frame of your mind, he wants you. You know what? Even if you're not in your right frame of mind, he wants you. Because there's people in the Bible who have said they were mad. They were gone. They were terrorizing cities. But Jesus still went to them, put them in their right mind, and expected them to follow him, to serve them with their lives. And that's what God wants for us, to serve him. And really and truly, at the heart of the saying YOLO, what the heart of YOLO is saying is this: it wants freedom from responsibility and rules. That's what it wants. It wants free. It wants to do what it wants, do whatever it can do, but doesn't want to pay the consequences of that. Doesn't want to pay for the responsibility of that. But the truth is, and this is the truth, you cannot have any freedom without responsibility or without rules. It's an oxymoron. It doesn't work. I'll give you an example. Praise God, I've got a driving license. How many people here has got a driving license? Yeah, a few. Okay. See someone at the back, stand up and put their hand up. But I've got a driving license. Now, that driving license allows me to drive anywhere in the UK, so long as I've got insurance and a car. But it allows me to drive anywhere in the UK. And even it allows me to drive anywhere in Europe. And I'm free to go to Liverpool, to go to Blackburn, to go to Leeds, to go to London. I'm free to do that. But there's still rules. First of all, we have to drive on the left-hand side of the road. I'm free to go wherever I want, but I have to drive on the left-hand side of the road. The moment I start driving on the right-hand side of the road, look, I can cause not only a danger to myself, but danger to other people. I must drive at the speed limit that has been given. I remember on my honeymoon, we went to Crete, and they drive on the right-hand side of the road. And I got a little bit brave. And I was like, no, I want to rent a car. I want to rent a car and go driving around the land. And Denise was like, Denise is the cautious person in our marriage, innit? So she's like, I'm not too sure you should do. I was like, no, let's drive. Let's go around. Like, let's just rent a car and go around. So I rented this car, and we started driving around, and it was really good. But then for like a hot second, I had to do like a U-turn, and I forgot my bearings. And in other countries, they drive on the right-hand side of the road. So I started driving on the left, and they started looking at me, and I literally had an accident, a head-to-head accident. And the person in the other vehicle was looking at me and just like, want to fight me. And I was there going mad, and I started shouting at the guy. And Denise was in the car screaming, going, no, Richard, just move the car. And it was like a big panic thing on our honey. That was like our first kind of, oh, this is how you really like in marriage kind of thing, innit? She saw me. She saw about you. Everything's exposed in marriage, man. I beg you, don't record this. Don't let her know I told you this, though. Yeah. But listen, like, I was free to drive wherever I wanted, but there's rules in that. Yeah. And it's the same like with God. God wants us to live as young people to the full, to the max. But he wouldn't be a responsible father if he didn't give us boundaries and rules. And YOLO looks at it and says, man, what is that? You only live once. Go wild, man. Drink as much as you want to drink. Get drunk as much as you want to get drunk. But the father says, no, that's not right for you. Not only might you damage yourself but you might damage somebody else. And that's not what God wants. God wants us to go all out 100% for him. You know, God doesn't put these things in place to hinder us. Is there anyone? I used to think God put those things in place to hinder us. But he doesn't. When you know the heart of the Father, when you know what God is truly about, God loves you. Loves you so much. Let me show you something. Who knows who was the world record signing footballer? Wow, I'm surprised. None of you do. Gareth Bale, some of the ladies have gone quiet. Like, we don't watch football. Hold tight, Sarah. But Gareth Bale, does anybody know how much he was sold for? Say that again? 100 million euros. Now, who agrees? That's a lot of money, right? That is a ridiculous amount of money. Just to have somebody playing football for 90 minutes, they paid 100 million to get that person, right? But let me show you something. Do you know that our lives were purchased at a price? And that price wasn't monetary value. God looked and said, look, I need to purchase these guys. And what he purchased us with was something that money could not buy. We could search all over in this world and nobody could find what it was that purchased us. It was the blood of Jesus. It was the blood of God. That's how much value God has on us. We sit down and we say, if we're actually honest, we'll say, that is a waste of money to spend 100 million on a footballer. It could be argued it would have been a waste of money or a waste of life or a waste of God to go and die on the cross for us. But praise God, he doesn't see it that way. He sees it that you're worth it. He was glad to go to the cross for us so that we could live again. So that we could live with him. You know what? It goes directly against the whole YOLO business. Because once we die, we actually live. That doesn't make sense. Once we die, we actually live. I love what I heard someone say. I think it was in a rap song. And they're saying, death is just the doorway to new life. It's just the doorway to new life. The truth is, if you're living just for this life, believe me, you're not going to be yelling YOLO when you're in front of God. You're going to be yelling, oh no, I've lived wrong. What have I done? You don't want to get to that point. You don't want to get to that point. You don't want to miss what God has got for you. God has got promises for every single person that's here. Every single promises that's here. If you're alive, you can think, and you're breathing, God has a will for you. And that should make you feel special. And that should make you feel good. But realize there's an enemy. And he does not want you to fulfill that. So he will come at you with all random rubbish. He'll try money to distract you. If that don't work, he's going to try partying to distract you. If that don't work, he'll try all manner of things to try and get your mind off task and off focus. But what we need to do as young people is to give our lives wholeheartedly unto God. And say, you know what, I'm going to go 100% for him. John 10:10. Again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Jesus says, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. That's what Jesus wants to give us. So what am I saying? Life without no problems? No. What am I saying? We're going to be rich? Some of us. Not all of us. But we have every spiritual blessing that we need in Jesus anyway. He's going to provide for us everything that we need. He's a good dad like that. He don't just abandon us and leave us to our own thing. He's going to come and provide everything that we need. If you want to find true fulfillment, you're never going to find it in partying. He just won't. For me, you know, I think it's a sad sight when I'm seeing, like, you know, 50-year-olds still going raves. You're 50, you got grandkids and that. And you get to the same rave that your grandkids are in. You know, something ain't right. They ain't fulfilled, man. And I know we laugh, but I know people that's like that. People are out there like that. People are out there that they're just so career-driven. Career-driven. It's like, I've got to get to the next marker in life. I've got to make this much amount of money. But it's never enough. They're never satisfied. Always trying to fulfill all these kind of gaps of material things, and they're never satisfied. I've got a friend, as soon as he gets a car, he's bored of it within a week, and he starts saving for the next one. As soon as he gets that car, he's bored of it. And I'm like, you know what? It's Jesus that you need, fam. Really, you're just, you know, you're trying to fulfill all these things with material things, but it's not fulfilling you. Will we have to make sacrifices in our lives to follow Jesus? Yes, we will. Some of those sacrifices might be hard that we have to make to follow Jesus, but it's worth it. Jesus never ever asks us to do something for no reason. There's always a reason behind it. When I got saved, I still had like friends that weren't Christians, and I still hanged around with them, and you know, we still like played football, played FIFA, all the kind of things teenagers do. Pro back then, really, but I had to give up certain stuff. And I couldn't engage in certain stuff that they wanted to do. So we all know Friday nights, that was the time for them to go to the rave or to go clubbing or to go and do what it is they wanted to do. Or some of them, back in my area, we called it linkages. They had links. some of you are laughing. I.e., it's like a date. They had a date. You know, they was going to meet someone and have a date with them. Yeah, colloquial language. But some of my friends were doing that. And you know, I couldn't engage in those activities. So my Friday nights started existing of me spending time with my mom watching God Channel. And I started, like, after a while, I was like, God, is this me? At home with my, like, I love my moms, but watching God Channel, watching OTV, like, is this it? And that was my life for a hot second, and it was a big sacrifice because I had to stand and go through that. Does that mean that certain weekends I weren't tempted? Of course I was. Was that certain times I didn't speak to God and go, God, are you serious? Of course there was. But you know what? It was the best thing I ever done to follow God. The best thing I ever done. I sacrificed those things, but God gave me something greater. Now I don't need to go linkages. I've got a wife, to the glory of God. Hallelujah. I don't need to go to the rave. I come to church and I worship God. Hallelujah. God gives us a future and a hope. Sacrifices. Yes, some of us might have to give them up. But God has something better in store. And here's the question. Are you prepared to give up what you're holding to accept what it is that God wants to drop in your hands? Or are you going to be on this YOLO tip? By yourself if you are, man. The Bible says in Psalm 37 verse 4, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. See, the world has got it twisted. They're running after the desires of their hearts. But God said, he puts it all on its head. He says, no, you chase me first. You come after me first and I'll give you the desires of your heart. Some of you might not know a lady, her name was Hilda. And she was an elderly woman that used to come to this church. She's passed on to be with the Lord. But I remember I had one conversation with her that impacted my life. One conversation I had with this woman. And she sat down in the fellowship room. And as I sat down speaking to her, she said, you know what? As I look back on my life, God has given me all the desires of my heart. God has given me all the desires of my heart. Just go after him. Whatever you do, just go after him. Delight in him. He will give you the desires of your heart. And this is a woman that's probably looking back over 70 years of life that's able to say, God has given me the desires of my heart. Because she went fully after God. And people that know her can testify that she was a godly woman. a woman that you looked at and just you couldn't help but smile and feel warm when you saw her. I want to leave that kind of testimony behind. I want to leave a testimony to my grandchildren one day and be able to say, look, I served God. I went 100% after God. And let me tell you, it's not rubbish. If you go after God, you won't regret it. Am I saying there's not going to be no hard times? There are going to be. Is there going to be challenges? Yes, there are going to be challenges. But the good things, God's going to be with us. God's going to see us through it. There's a saying, if you're going through hell, keep going. Don't stop. You're just passing through it. God is good. God has a plan for us. As young people, let's not wait until we're older. Let's run after him now. Let's find out what he's got for us now. Listen, if somebody called you and said, look, you've got a prize, you know, just call this number and claim it. You're going to be like, I'm going to wait 20 years before I claim the prize. You're going to go after it there and then. God has something in store for you now. Why wait? Go after it now. Go after it now. Cry, God, you've got something for me. I want to see what you've got. I want to fulfill everything that you've got for me in my generation. That's what God's anointed generation is all about. We're God's anointed generation. God's. We're for God. We're for God. And in serving God, we will find completeness, happiness, joy, peace. Oh, God's good. I've had a terrible week. I've had a rubbish week, man. I found out some stuff I didn't know existed. But you know why I can smile? Because when I die, I get to go to a place where I don't have to worry about people lying. I don't have to worry about pain. I don't have to worry about none of that stuff. And what I've heard this week doesn't change the plan that God has for me. And that's the goodness of God. So it's up to you. This is a challenge to every young person inside of here. It's a challenge to you. You can either sit down and say, I'm cool, I'm straight, happy living my life the way I'm living it, going after my own things. And if that's you, God bless you. Or you could come and say, God, everything that you've got for me, I want it. I want it now, Lord God. I want it now. I want every goodness that you've got for me, every promise that you've got for me, even the challenges that you've got for me. Because the challenges build you to where it is that God wants to take you to. So I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up. Don't get sucked into the lie of YOLO, man. It's not that. Don't get sucked in. It's a lie that's trying to drag us in. God has something better, something bigger for you. But hear what? Are you going to go after what it is that God has for you? If you're here and you're at school, God still has a massive plan for you. God still has a man. You're not too young. God wants to blow your mind. If you're here and you're at college, God still has a plan for you. He wants to blow your mind. At university, or even if you're working full time, or even if you're in the home, God still has a plan for you. But here's the truth of the story. Are you going to go 100% for God? Listen, I don't want to go 50-50 no more. You know what? If there's anything I've taken from this YOLO business, it's that I'm going to go 100% hard for the King and become everything that God's calling me to become. And when I, one day, whether God calls me home or whether I lie on that bed and I'm waiting for God to go with him, I'm going to say, God, I'm so grateful that you saved me at a young age and I was able to fulfill the promises that you had planned for me. I'm going to be so grateful. And that's for everybody that's here. Your life is more than just linking man or linking girls. Your life is more than just going after careers. Your life is just more than just about money. Your life is more than that. Your life was purchased by the blood of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, who said that you are worth it. I love you. I love you that much. I want to give you eternity and life to the full, life to the max right now. So I would like every head bowed, every eye closed at this moment. And I like to give an altar call. If there's anybody that's here that says, hold on, I don't know God like that. And I've kind of lived just doing my own thing. But you know what? That's it. I want everything that God has for me. I want to go 100% for God. I want to be everything that God has for me. Please, would you raise your hand? And I'm not asking you to raise your hand to embarrass you. I'm asking you to raise your hand so that we can pray with you. Listen, everybody that's on this stage that say I had to do this at one point. God loves us so much. He has a plan for all of us. So I want to ask, if there's anybody here that wants to raise their hand and say, that's it, ask for me, I'm going out for God 100%. Please raise your hand. God bless you all. God bless you all so much. Is there anybody else? God bless you three. Now I want to ask you three to do something that's really brave. Really brave. I want to ask you three to come to the front, please. I know it's a really brave thing. God bless you all. And I really believe that God has something mighty in store for you. And you don't know it right now, but the angels in heaven are making a massive shout of praise, of glory. You know, you're putting a smile on Daddy's face right now in heaven. And that doesn't mean that there ain't going to be problems in this world, but we've got the Father that's going to back us. You're going to become everything that God wants you to be, so long as you stay close to God and go for Him. I just want to say a prayer. If you could repeat after me, please, all of you. Father God, I thank you so much for not giving up on me. Even when I didn't take notice of you. I'm not perfect, Lord God. And in a way, I'm not special, Lord God. But what I am, I give over to you. Use me for your will. Help me, Lord God. Jesus, live in my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Change me, mold me, shape me, make me what you want me to be. And I will worship you for the rest of my life. Amen. Amen. And I believe if you pray that from the bottom of your hearts, God is going to live in your lives and He is going to make that change in you. And I want to make this altar call for everybody else that's here. If you want to come and make that commitment to say, God, that's it, 100% for you. I'm not going for myself now. I want to receive every promise it is that you have. I don't want to be taken in or suckered in by the lies of this world. I'm just going 100% for you. Please, would you come to the altar and start to talk and make that relationship with your Father.